Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Hey, y'all. It's reality, gays. It's Poodle here.
Hello, I'm Maddie. Hi, y'all.
Hi. We're not doing a cold open like we normally do on the show, just because we basically had rights taken away from uterus holders this past week. And it feels really tone deaf to not acknowledge that and to just say our piece about that. And
I mean, I've physically been sick to my stomach about it.
Yeah.
So, and I know a lot of people have. So it's hard not to talk about it when you're physically feeling it.
So, yeah, we have to just kind of, I'm sure all of you feeling the same way, got to get this off our chests. Number one, it's not even a question for us or for people in our Facebook group. This is something we said. And that the question of women's bodies or in general, uterus holders' bodies, the autonomy of that is not up for debate. And that's not political. That's it. We don't do political. Yeah, we often say we're not going to get into politics on this show. This is not political. Bodily autonomy is not political.
No, it's not.
That is something that's dignity and it's given to you by God. That's it.
Or
number two,
or the universe or science,
right,
or whatever you're believing,
or whatever or whatever you believe in. Exactly.
Yes.
Number two, we encourage everybody to feel everything, get mad, be hurt, feel loss, go ahead and feel it, because that's how pragmatism happens. Once you can feel it, you can attach something to it. Mm-hmm. And after you've felt things, take time to think, what can I do? How can I turn this feeling of helplessness into action or something that makes me feel useful, like I'm doing something? And what we encourage you to do, whether it's going to a protest, going to donating to an abortion rights organization, or just by having conversations with people who don't think the way you do, not on Facebook. Don't fight on Facebook. Go and actually have conversations.
Real with conversations people. With people, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you know, maybe you live in Los Angeles like we do, and everyone around you thinks the way you do. Great. And everyone's very pro abortion rights. Great. There are a lot of you who don't, though. So I would encourage you to be brave and have civil conversations with people you have emotional currency with, people you have relationships with. It's hard a lot of times, but I would really encourage us to have these conversations, because all of this is activism, and we need that desperately right now. It's the only thing that's going to pull us away from this. So that being said, if you know our Sissy Squad, our Facebook group, we do a charity every single month. Some months we've missed it just because we've been busy. But this month, the month of July, we're going to be doing a fundraiser for the Bridget Alliance. And I just had this here. And the Bridget Alliance is a referral-based service that provides travel, food, lodging, childcare, and other logistical support for people seeking abortions, full stop. And they prioritize clients beyond 15 weeks of pregnancy, for it's harder to find a provider near their home. So
they're really working with people that now, because in some states it's overnight, it's illegal to for some people to have access to abortion in some states. Like the state I was just in, I'm in Texas, but I was just in Oklahoma. And so in some states like that there are people. This is going to be an organization that helps that. But I want to reiterate what Poodle said. Yes, it's great to give money. But I think we are past the point of just giving your $6, just giving your $10. We need to start engaging as a community with one another, whether through volunteering or conversations, because this is just, we're seeing that uterus holders' rights is just the beginning. Potentially other human rights could be under attack in our country, and we've got to engage with other people.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think, and I've said this before, it's enough for just uterus holders' rights. You should be pissed.
Yeah, you should be pissed.
You should be pissed, full stop. These are human rights. So I understand, and I think I said this before, I understand the LGBT community trying to say, these are your rights coming next. I get it that we're trying to wake people up, but like at the same time, these are human rights. This is not something you should have to wake people up to.
I know.
I get it.
So, I will do whatever I need to say to help wake people up. So,
no, I get it. I'm saying it's a shame that we have to do that. I guess I'm saying. Yeah. You guys, our Facebook, that's going to go live very soon, probably by the time this airs or shortly after, in our Facebook group.
Yep. And on our Instagram.
Yes. And if you're not in our Facebook group or on our Instagram, go ahead and just donate to the Bridget Alliance directly, and I can give you the email.
Bridget, B-R-I-G-I-D, right?
B-R-I-G-I-D, yes, Alliance.
As in Dick.
What?
Well, Bridget, it could sound like T, but it's B-R-I-G-I-D, as in David, as in Dick.
Oh, right? D as in Dick. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah. Just want to get it right.
We say what we know. Anyway, we just needed to get that off our chest. And now we can talk about these trash heaps of people.
On 90 Day Fiancé.
God, I wish Emily would have had some access to women's health care.
Yeah. And on that note, let's start the show.
Let's start the goddamn show. Oh, all right.
All right. Before we start, we got a couple announcements. We got a great big announcement. First of all, Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens is going to guest on our live show in Austin, y'all. So as you know, Southern Charm is back, and we're talking about Southern Charm. We just put out our first episode. No more RIP, Sweet Tea. It's not on a separate podcast feed anymore. It's on Reality Gay. So we're going to be talking about Southern Charm with Ronnie on at our Austin show at the Odell Theater on July 9th.
Odell Theater?
Isn't it called? Oh, no.
Emo's.
It's called Ena. That's it.
Where did you get Odell Theater?
I don't know. I'm with my mother. It's making me forgetful even worse.
I don't even know. The words aren't even remotely similar.
They're not.
Is there some Odell Theater in Ardmore?
No, probably. There isn't. There isn't.
Emo's.
But Emo's. Emo's in Austin, July 9th, right? Yeah, because that's a Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, so that's big live show news. Other live shows coming up the next night in San Diego. Ooh, I'm going to need a lot of coffee. Those are boom, boom, boom. Dallas, Austin, boom, San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm going to be high as a fucking kite, y'all, because when I'm tired, I overcaffeinate.
You do.
You're going to see that.
You do.
But that's our big 10 millionth download show. So we're having some special things. If you are traveling, if you want to travel to a show, like, oh, I'll take a quick flight. This one is the one to see. We're going to be doing some retrospects and talking about stuff that we did before. Some special guests, maybe.
Maybe. We're still working on that.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous venue. It's in the middle of Balboa Park. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time to come to San Diego.
Yes. Gorgeous. If you have ever been to San Diego, it is something to see. Gorgeous weather. Lots of hot military men.
Gorgeous men. Oh. 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 Mm. And forget the dolphins. I want to see naked men just jumping in the water.
The dolphins.
Yeah. Stick it in.
Fuck you. But I was also going to say thank you guys so much for coming out to see us on the first leg of our Summer Should Be Fun tour. Everything.
It's very successful.
The shows were fantastic. Especially the Pride show we just did in San Francisco. Great crowd. We had at least 3 megaphones there.
We did.
Just talking back.
That's true. That show was not recorded, y'all. It was just a live Pride show.
No.
But it was great. We got along really well. We didn't fight once.
That's true.
It was a real and which is saying something because we were both hot as hell. Uh-oh.
That's true. I choked my water. You tried to fight with me a couple times, but I wouldn't let it happen.
Oh, please. I will say we went to a lot of hot places, but none of them felt grosser than when I just came to Oklahoma with this humidity.
Really?
It was beyond. Oh, oh man!
Even
I landed
Columbus with like 80% humidity, and it was over
100. It was worse than Columbus because it's
109. Disgusting.
When I landed, it was 109.
Fuck that!
Yeah, fuck that. It was. My mother picked me up at the airport in Dallas. Because I went home this weekend to do some house stuff, and then surprise, my nephew got engaged, so that was exciting. But
I don't know if you know this. There's a great thing called FaceTime, where you can kind of be there.
Not the same.
And
not the same.
I love FaceTime because I can kind of be there for important moments, and then I'm like, wait, my reception's going, and I can just like peace out whenever I need to.
You know, I went there for two. Well, I'm going to tell you this. First off, my mother picked me up at the airport, and she said, I get in the car, and I'm like, hi, Mama. She's like, hi, baby. And she gets in the car, and she's like, you can sit in the front seat with her boyfriend. He was driving. I'll get in the back seat, and then I can knit, and we can talk. And I said, sure. So
wow.
she's in the back seat, and I mean, not even in the first 4 minutes in the car. She's like, how's your flight? I said, oh, it was really good. Oh, good. You had a layover? Yeah, Salt Lake City. Okay, did it go well? Yes, it went well. Yes, ma'am. Okay, good. Well, I know where I want to be buried now. So I've been thinking, and I definitely want to be by my mother. You know, I was going to be by the baby that your father and I lost, but you know, he went first and he took that spot. And so I can't be on the other side, but that's by his mother. And I don't want to do that. So I'm going to be by my mama because my brother's not going to be able to come up from Texas now after he dies. So he wants to be down in Texas. So I'm going to be by mama. And I think everybody will be happy. So there you go. I just said.
It's like a huge thing. You know what? I'll say this. I know it's maybe it's a generational thing. I don't give a shit where I am when I'm dead.
I don't care.
If, like, I don't care if you like throw me on top of a landfill. I would really prefer them to shoot my ashes out like glitter over the Pride Festival in San Francisco.
That would be great.
So maybe part of me can get fucked into someone.
Or I could like get a huge dildo and fuck it in an elephant, and then he can shit it somewhere, and there you go,
y'all. No, I understand it's a big deal, but for a lot of people, I don't give a fuck. But I understand. Well, I think it's a generational thing.
Mama Mar cares, so she's at peace with it. She said, there's another spot if you want it. And I'm like, well, I'll think about that later. Okay, thank you.
And you can be buried next to your mother like you always wanted to be.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was my welcome. But yeah, so it was very nice. You know, I came back. Another reason I came back is because honestly, I wanted to be there to support my nephew. But also, too, they were meeting the whole family. And as a gay man from Oklahoma, I want to make sure, honestly, that family knows that I'm here and I'm queer and I'm part of my nephew's life. I'm a big part of it. If you don't like it, get used to it.
I agree. You know, you could still do that through FaceTime.
Nope, it's not the
same. You could have your pride flag.
Nope, they need to sit around. They need to meet me. And you know what? I say that, and her mother, they own a jewelry store, and they got like, she's like, she... Here's somebody who comes from a very different ideology and political spectrum than me. We're so happy to see me and that I came. And they got me these, for my partner and I, these little rainbow bracelets for us that they saw and thought of.
Oh, that's sweet. Are you going to wear them?
It's very sweet. I don't really wear bracelets.
Especially rainbow ones.
I'd wear it, but I don't wear... I haven't worn a bracelet since my What Would Jesus Do bracelet.
No, thanks. I don't, y'all, if you see me, I will never wear jewelry. It's just not for me. Mostly because of tactile things. I can feel things on my wrists. Same reason I don't wear watches.
I'd love to wear a wedding ring, but I'm waiting on that one.
Wow.
Anyway.
You sound like Emily.
Yeah, I am. I'm waiting on that one. So, go ahead.
I was going to announce the Bicurious. I put the Bicurious poll out for June for our $5 Patreon, and y'all, the choices were Generation Drag, Seeking Sister Wife, and I'm a Mama's Boy.
I love a Mama's Boy.
I love a Mama's Boy.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Seeking Sister Wife is going to destroy the competition. I've been very vocal about the show, saying I enjoy it very much.
Yes.
And I would encourage you, it's not for the faint of heart, for casual reality show viewers. This is a niche show for true garbage people who love garbage. If you're dark inside and you need to see and you need to know the darkest parts of human nature, watch Seeking Sister Wife, because you will not be disappointed.
There you go.
It is also mostly watch it for Big Wife, aka Danielle's complete destruction of someone who was considered to be their second wife, which I am just, and watch it for Garrick crying all the time, and I'm drinking his tears like they were a miracle cure. Anyway, so we will be doing, I have a feeling we're going to be doing that one unless there's a huge come behind victory.
You're going to be so angry if Generation Drag wins. You'll be furious.
No, if so, I'll talk about it. It is up to the will of our listeners, of our Patreon members.
It's
all a very democratic system that I choose three things for.
Yeah. It didn't pad at all.
Very democratic.
Very democratic.
Just like our current government.
Lastly, y'all, Love After Lockup is coming July 29th. Well, actually, Life After Lockup.
Yes. The trailer has been dropped, and we already knew was Lindsay and Deontay are together. No idea how that happened. I'm sure we'll find out. No idea if she has copied off quotes from a book. From him. They were fighting, and there was a scene with him, her grabbing his dick in the shower. She looks cuckoo crazy.
Oh, yes.
We would normally see. I would be disappointed if she wasn't.
Yes.
Destiny is back, maybe crashing Sarah and Sean's wedding.
Really? I haven't seen the trailer yet. Destiny. Oh, please.
It's delicious. There is some major Brittany Marcelino, because it looks like someone may be unfaithful or something like that. Some infidelity in their relationship or something.
Well,
like
you know,
that what
she's,
the trailer was
I don't know.
Towards.
She identifies as bi, but maybe she gets more poly. I don't know. Ooh.
I thought it might
I want to watch the trailer. Oh, I want to watch this trailer.
And then there's, I think Ray and Brittany are on. I did not really want to see them because I really, really don't like Brittany.
I don't either.
But apparently he's going to ask her terrible parents who were so judgmental of him to whether he can marry him. They're basically so, nope, you can't. And so it's going to be that. And I think there were a couple others. I think there was, I don't know. Ray is kind of
like Emily and Kobe, where you just feel sorry for him because he's married into a terrible family.
You do.
Yeah.
Although, ain't nobody. Besides, Emily and Bilal are at a different, like, they're above everybody.
they're above everybody.
There's Emily and Bilal this season, and everybody else is just kind of like trying to catch them, you know, as far as being garbage. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Southern Charm is back. We just dropped an episode.
We talked about that.
We
said on potential of goodness, a 1 out of 10, it looks potential. 6. If it's not good, even halfway through the season, y'all, we're going to stop because we're getting raw. We're getting raw dog by content. 90 Day Fiancé UK is coming out in July. We think it's only available for Discovery Plus members in the UK. We're still going to watch it, and we're still going to cover it and put it out. We're going to figure that out. A lot of things are happening in July, and something we didn't talk about, but we should probably announce now to get people ready is we're taking a
vacation.
Our vacation,
y'all. This is our first vacation from the podcast in almost 3 years.
It is.
Even when we've traveled, we really haven't had a vacation. Neither of us have traveled for fun.
You would get subs. Well, I didn't take a vacation. My father died, so you took subs from me. And then
what?
I think you. No, I mean I don't think you've taken a vacation. I think there's be like 1 week if you couldn't do something because of your schedule, like you were either performing in something or you were. It was like I would get a sub, but we've never actually.
Yeah,
so there's been weeks where you and I didn't do the show, but it was never like to do something for enjoyment or non-work
related. It was never recreation. It was we and like y'all going home to see my parents does not count as a vacation. Anyone who thinks that does has first of all you're deluded. It's work.
So we're taking
to your parents is work.
It's work. We're taking our vacation, y'all. We're going to be gone. We're going to do 90 Day Fiancé on July 17th. And then from the 18th until the 25th, we'll be on vacation. So whatever happens in the 90 Day Fiancé on July 24th, we're in all those weeks of the show, we're not going to cover them. We're not going to make them up. We'll watch them because we watch everything. Yeah.
We might talk about
some moments when we come back, but we're taking the week off, and our Facebook group is actually taking a week off. It's going to snooze starting on the 29th, this Wednesday, from Wednesday until July 6th, because our mods need a good week. They're taking a week off as well. So we won't be around this late week in July, but if you're dying to talk about 90 Day Fiancé or Below Deck or whatever, go to the Facebook group and you can talk about
and
it there.
The other thing is we will have some special. We're having a special show, which we'll talk some more about that later about how what the content of that's going to be. Yeah.
We're going to take a commercial. We're going to be right. No, I'm kidding. Yes.
No!
Let's talk about Emily and Kobe.
Okay.
Kobe. Cubat. It's 34 days to wed.
She's the worst offender of Coben name sounding like Coben. She's like,
she is.
Cubat.
She is. She's the worst.
Also, I was doubtful she could get worse. Episode. Wow. So we're
her sister bangs. Her sister bangs really hates her even more. You see it.
I understand it.
Yeah. So they're mattress shopping.
Yes, and y'all, she says if spending a little more, spending money on a mattress and getting a bigger bed will make him happy, fine. I guess I can do that. How brave.
How brave.
Generous you are.
It really just hit me too that, y'all, it's 34 days in. So he's been there 2 months. He's been sleeping in a separate bed for the 2 whole months that he's been there.
Yes.
I thought they were just doing that like with the first. No, for the entire time that he's there.
Yeah.
If I had someone that flew to meet me, I would change out the sleeping. If I hadn't done it yet, I would be like, okay, first week you're here, let's go. Even if I said I didn't pick out a bed because I wanted us to pick out a bed together. Sure. That's fine. But that's horrible.
No, this is going to go down in history of the biggest chasm between two people.
Oh.
Of how he seems too pure for this world in a way, because he wants to do so well for her. He is going to spend money on her for a ring that he basically doesn't have. We know already she's bought herself a motherfucking ring earlier. And, oh my God, I just... So they are... he's like, I'm glad she's starting to consider my feelings. Again, y'all, tender mercies, sure. But this is... People, if you're in one of these relationships, you shouldn't accept just a crumb occasionally. This is what.
Well, she's doing that.
It makes me sad for him.
Yeah, because she's not considering his feelings. She's just doing it so that way
he'll stop complaining about it.
Yep. So he'll stop complaining.
And so she can get dicked regularly when she's sleeping next to her baby because it's one of the only things she likes about
it. It's all they talked about is going mattress shopping. So. But they get a mattress, and then later that night that we see that they do go to the jewelry store
with
dad and the sister.
Yes. And we meet a jewelry store clerk who I've never seen a soul patch that has represented an entire person so much before.
Yes.
Like everything, the soul patch embodies who he was. It was like a living... Yes. Like stringy soul patch.
Yes, that's kind of, it was, he was a human soul patch.
There's no doubt he vapes. No doubt in my mind.
They walk in, he's like, welcome to Sham and Sham Share Jewelry Supply. He kind of sounds like Porn Granny, as Poodle said. He does sound like Porn Granny, but male. Yeah. What did you say?
It's either something wrong with his teeth or his dentures. If he had dentures, weren't fitted. What sometimes when people talk that way, like older people, they have a hard time. Their dentures aren't properly fitted. So sometimes that happens.
Yeah. And he's like, they're looking at ring. He's like, yeah, I want to say $8,500. Kobe goes, what? But so before that, though, I love that the dad says just flat out. So I think buying a diamond ring is completely stupid. But then he says... But I feel sorry for Kobe because Emily really wants it. That's their reasoning to do everything in this family.
I'm telling you, she is that little boy in the Twilight Zone who can kill people with his mind.
You know what? I believe it after this. She is holding this family hostage.
Please, Anthony. Please, Emily. Don't hurt her. Don't hurt her. Please, Emily.
I'm telling you.
She is psychologically holding her family hostage. The sister wants to break out, and the sister would murder her if she could.
No, she even says, she's saying, I feel sorry for me. The fact that she has another ring, like, she kind of shakes her head and looks down at the ground and goes, it's just crazy. Like, even she's just like, why the fuck am I here?
This, can you imagine? I would love for like a marriage and family therapist to get in the room and to say to Emily, why are y'all letting this person rule your lives? Just because she's the squeakiest wheel?
Nerdy, but I would fucking love some gestalt family therapy with this. It would fuck that. I'd film that. That would be amazing. And also, too, did you notice how then Madeline, the sister, also says they're looking for the ring? They're like, well, what is she like? And Madeline says, yeah. But Matt says, she really only cares about the carrot count. And I went, wow.
And she's like, she likes something real flashy and carrot. I could have told you that. You did not need the sister there that she hears about the carrot count and she wants something big and expensive. Because she's gross and basic and only cares about fancy things, even though she's not. God, the contempt with which the sister treats Emily is kind of under the surface is just wonderful. When the moment when it was suggested that Leandro go with the family to pick out Ari's dress, I did a belly laugh that I did not know was in me.
I predicted that, and I'm so glad I was right about that. I'm so glad they brought him back.
I will say, it's horrible. I thought that this season, that their parts of the story of this season will be a snooze. They have not been. They have delivered spades. It's been amazing.
It's been amazing.
They're psychologically destroying Beanie.
It's terrible. They're trolling him as well. And so then Kobe says, well, look, he says, I'm looking for a ring. I want to spend about $1,000 because they look at this one ring. And then Walking Soul Patch says, well, here's another thing. I can give you 30% off and give it to you for $1,100 at the door. And then it was almost the way he said it as, but you got to do it right now before my manager comes back.
Yeah. It felt like
there was deception involved in this. And I realized
that way.
I realized that's a salesman. Remember when you're in places and they feel like they're cheating to give you I bet that works on Mother Poodle every time.
I was just going to say, if my mother thinks she's got a discount that she wasn't supposed to get, or her favorite thing is when she thinks something may be stolen. And she's like, this looks like it came off a truck or something. That was one of her expressions growing up. She's like, I don't know. I bought it off Best Buy and the box was dented. So it looks like it fell off a truck. And so that's a good thing for her because that way she got it at a very, she also, Mother Poodle loves an open box. If she can find something that's labeled an open box, she will haggle with it to be lower. God, she loves an open box. It's her favorite thing.
Just like her and cats.
Yes. Yes. She just kind of jumps in. It's like, taper, don't bother me. I'm in my box. Don't tell Aunt Jane I'm in here.
You just see her peeking out of the little slit.
Don't come at me if your mother or anybody, you know, loves to buy stuff that's that marked open box that someone returned. That is my mother's kink. She loves an open box return.
Same for Mama Mar, because they were gonna move back home to my hometown and build a house. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not gonna do it now. And so, but they were going to, and she bought already an oven at Lowe's that had a dent in it on the side.
You can haggle for that shit.
Yeah, and also she got a range that someone returned it, I guess, without a part. Well, they just ordered the part off. She's so happy. And now she's got to sell this shit trying to find. She's just putting pictures of it on Facebook.
Oh, God. Facebook Marketplace. That's hell.
And there's so many scams. She called me. She said, she's like, Matthew, what do you think about this Bitcoin? This is before it folded. She said, do you think that? do you think somebody's offering to pay me double price for my oven? But this is a scam, right? I think this is totally, who would do that? I'm like, Mom, it's a scam. She's like, yeah, that's what I figured. I'm just glad she realized it was a scam.
That's good. So we should move on to date night.
Boy.
At the hibachi place. And then she keeps saying, it's date night. Tonight we're going to get it on. And later on, I just have to say, there was a moment that I gasped. It's after the proposal, because y'all, spoiler alert. But they're at this hibachi dinner, and she's like, it's so thoughtful that he went to do this. So he arranged childcare for Copen. Mm-hmm. And he puts the little champagne, the ring in the glass, and she's like, what the fuck, babe? And her like, babe. Every time she says babe, I want to bang her head into a wall. It is just so awful.
I have to say, I had to compare it. I literally just watched my oldest nephew. Y'all know my nephews are like my children. Watch him propose to his girlfriend. Tears in my eyes. Everyone around us is crying.
Still could have FaceTimed in.
But everyone's cheering. This joyous occasion. And I thought how different I felt when Kobe asked Emily to marry him again. And it felt like that rock monster or rock biter had left a rock in my stomach. And I just needed to take a big dookie.
I'm only on an igneous diet these days.
That is how
I had two more earth science teachers. We have a lot of earth science listeners.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
They said they felt very seen by that rock monster bit, rock biter bit. I'm never going to do it again because I've got like 11 rock puns and I used them all.
He used them all. But I just want to know the juxtaposition of what you should feel when you watch an engagement of somebody as, and I felt none of those things.
Yeah, it's a sick feeling in the stomach. Later on, she's like, this is the quote I was talking about. I'm so happy. I don't even want to eat anymore. I just want to go home and fuck! And I went, ooh!
Well, like,
that's something that I would have said, but
that's
it came
how
out of
listeners
her mouth.
Feel when that's how they feel when you say it when they're in the middle of a Walmart parking lot picking up their groceries and the little bag person comes and they open the back trunk of their car and as they load the bags they hear, I want to get fucked. Oh, go, 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 go. And they go, I'm so sorry, Christian. Tell your mother I said hi.
Too bad. It's not going to stop. I'm going to keep mortifying you. Wherever you are, we're both going to make sure you're not safe anywhere. Sorry.
True. Sorry.
But there was this, it's this moment where she's like, I can't wait for you to be my dick tonight. Yeah. I got my ring.
You mean her vagina? You said
no,
my dick.
For me to be my dick. In other words.
Oh, to be my dick. Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's gross. Own your dick.
Yes. Yes. It's gross. And then she's kind of sitting there and she's like, I'm feeling really guilty right now because it's weighing on my conscience. Should I tell him?
The first guilty feeling she's ever had.
And she says, and so they come home and she said, it's like she said in her brain, wait a minute, I should tell Kobe about this. What better place to tell him I have another ring in front of my entire family? This will be
grandma.
Great.
And grandma. And your grandma. So...
I mean, even Coben is crying in the background, like, what the fuck, Mom?
It's almost like this was set up for the most cringe possible. Like, mm-hmm. The producer's like, so, Emily, would you be okay with telling Coben now? Oh, yeah, that's totally fine. I'm totally into that.
Yeah.
I totally see where you're going there.
I wrote, why is she doing this?
She somehow makes it because this is such a private moment kind of thing the next day. And the worst thing about this, you guys, and I'm going to exactly quote this because I need to say, she's like telling them to check out the rock and look at this. And she's like, well, I need to confess something. Look, here it is. And shows them the box. He's like, what is that? And she's like, I got my own ring. And he's like, why? And then she says, not apologize. It's like, because I liked it. And my mouth dropped open. And that phrase, because you could take her entire phrase and that phrase and apply it to her entire personality. She likes, it's going to dwarf anything that someone else, someone's feelings, what someone else wants.
Yeah.
She bought herself a ring, not really because he might not get one, because she liked it. And it didn't matter who it hurt.
Yeah.
And it's just, this is cruel. This is cruelty that I have not seen in Night at Fiancé. I mean, when Ari does someone like Sister Beanie.
You've seen it with Bilal.
True. Truth.
You're like, this is cruelty I've not seen in 10 minutes.
But that's true. But that's almost psychological torture. This, because he can almost get out of whatever he's saying. She has she's unapologetic about this.
No, even the dad, David, she says, bought a ring. And he said, I didn't know you had the money to do that. So he didn't know this either. So he's thinking, y'all, because I'm telling you now, if her ring is real, and I bet it is, that's at least a $2,000 ring.
And that's $2,000 they've been paying in no rent that they could have moved out earlier. So he's thinking, these fuckers are staying with me and she's bought a ring.
Because I bet you he just bought the mattress.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So anyway, did you notice how she was just like putting her hand on him? That's that ownership kind of thing. And it feels so fucking racist the way she's doing it too.
It's so
awful. I'm aghast every time I watch these segments.
Yeah, I get very, you know, we have very, people will say the word problematic, which Jake and I don't always love. Like, if I feel like someone is enacting behavior that feels racist to me, I feel like it's important to call it out. But we also, we are careful about using that word because we don't want to just throw that out on people. But I watch their segments and I'm like, how can you not see the racist undertones in the way that he's being treated in by her?
It is tinged with their entire relationship.
Yeah. And the fact that she says, well, I'm just going to take the ring back. And Kobe says, well, you're giving me the impression, babe, that I couldn't do this on my own. And her response to that, she goes, oh, Kobe, please. She completely dismisses his feelings.
And then she goes, sorry if I upset you. And I went,
and he's like, I'm
you're
going
unredeemable.
To
you're unredeemable. Yeah. She's horrible. And he leaves. I felt so insulted. And she's got both those rings in her finger, just looking at them like she's fucking Gollum. There's no punchline here. This is a terrible person doing terrible things who hopefully will have some repercussions on social media if they haven't run her off with torches yet.
Who do you think will, because I've told you, and you, like, I think Emily will come for a lot of people in the tell-all. Who do you think will come for Emily on the tell-all?
Ari.
I think she will, too. I think that's a good guess, yeah. And because it's going to make me, even though Ari's been so horrible, she's going to call out basic. And isn't that interesting how they have similar qualities in some way?
Yeah, but Ari's nowhere. Ari, you can kind of laugh at because...
Who knew you would say that? A year ago, can you imagine you were going to say
Ari's nowhere near
Emily?
Because she's comparatively, Ari is just like, if I was talking about the Neverending Story again, Ari's one of those people like playing in the marsh. She's not full on nothing like Emily is. The nothing.
Yes, just a big dark cloud. That's what her hair is.
And or like that evil wolf thing.
The law is that evil wolf. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, y'all. On that note,
we should take a commercial.
Yeah, let's take a commercial and we'll be right back to talk about Bilal and Shida.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Y'all, what we all need in our lives, all of us, we all need our own birdie squad. We yes. all need three sisters we can immediately FaceTime, and they yes. will validate everything we say. And they're like, yes. you're going to blah, 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 and you need to do this. What does he think? You came here on the banana boat? They're just...
Yes.
They're supporting her. Oh. And they're giving her good advice.
I don't feel like they're telling her what she wants to hear. I think they're telling her what the reality is. Yeah,
they are.
Because Bilal's sister, I don't think she's doing anything wrong. Or Nefertari is not doing anything nefarious, but she is dodging the questions, and I think just trying to play both sides and steal her loyalty to her brother.
She's not going to be any help to Shida.
Nope.
Yeah, come on. No, this family. As soon as when she said, you know, Bilal can be a little controlling. A little weird, and she's like, yeah, I haven't seen any of this. And I was like, that's when you back away slowly and shut your mouth, Shida, because she is not going to be your friend.
I can't wait till next week when Shida sees the ex-wife. That's going to be good.
Hopefully she kind of puts her in her place and says, yeah, you have kids with him, but don't you understand where I'm coming from? So y'all, this is post this is post what I called Fear Factor, where they took her up on the Ferris wheel and she got sick. And then he's like, what about a pernerp? And then he takes her to get a carriage ride and keeps gaslighting her about said pernerp. And, and so she basically says, I need some time alone to myself after all this, which is reasonable. Because he's just trying to make her go crazy.
He is.
And it turns out, one sweet thing I thought was Nefertari is designing a dress for Shida, which is sweet, I think.
I thought that was sweet, too.
At the same time, a little micromanaging could be, you know, and think about it that way.
I think her heart is not to fuck her over, but again, she's just not going to... I'm sorry, but I just can't believe that you can be... brother or sister with Bilal and not have seen this behavior before.
And not to know he's a controlling monster. Maybe, you know, we can talk ourselves into a lot of things.
But she talks at him like he's Saint Bilal.
Yep, I agree. Saint Bilal, patron saint of clean silverware.
Yes. well, that actually, as a clean silverware was reasonable. But water on countertops or whatever.
Water on countertops. You also wanted that though.
I know, and some sissies agreed with me on that too. A lot of them agreed with me on the silverware, but yes.
No, the silverware is something, but most people said the floor thing is not real.
Water all over the countertop. I did have, there were even people in the Patreon comments saying that is totally lazy for her not to just clean up her water.
But I'm saying what he said about ruining the floors. Floors are water treated.
Oh, that's just wives' tale. That's what your grandma tells you, and that's what he's listening to. Anyway, we've already discussed it. But his she's going to do the wedding dress, and he goes up to his sister. He's like, "Yeah, I was trying to have this romantic weekend, but yeah, she got nauseous and then we came back. And so, you know, she was nauseous and I thought, how can I get her not to be nauseous? I can mention the prenup because I got an email about the prenup.
I'll kick her in the head because that makes her not be nauseous."
And
even the sister was like, not a good move, bro.
She was like, not a good move, bro. He's like, yeah, I don't think that was so good.
He keeps saying, I don't understand why this is a big deal. I don't. And you guys, this is what a sociopath does. They wonder at the ability for people to have problems with things they say because they have no emotional connection to things.
Well, and they have no problem with it.
Right.
That narcissism too. It's that narcissism of, if I don't have a problem with, then no one else deserves the right to have a problem with this.
And again, we've said before, we do not throw around the term sociopath lightly. We do not.
I've used it. We don't, because we don't. And we have used that several times on this show because there have been several sociopathic people on this show.
Yes. Muhammad of Danielle and Muhammad.
Muhammad Jesse.
Yeah. 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 Y'all Bilal joins those ranks because if you see, hopefully everyone will see this and know this is what I need to avoid. And we've said this before, if you're in a relationship with one of these people who is always making you feel bad about yourself, that's not healthy.
No, not healthy.
Always can make you feel like you're the one in the wrong, even though you feel like it's incredibly wrong for what they're doing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the next thing, she does FaceTime the birdies, the sisters, her three sisters. And I feel like Shida might be the kind of the one who's always the one the sisters are having to help. Not the fuck up, really, but she's the one who reaches out the most. Like we have a group text, and there's always a certain friend who reaches out the most about some things.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody always has that.
Yeah. Everyone has that in their group text friends. There's always that one friend or one sister who needs more than some of the others.
I'm sure there's one of the women from Little Women was the one who always needed help, but I haven't read that book. And
it was always Amy. Before. It was always Amy. Trust me. Amy was awful. It was never Beth. Beth tried to help. Sorry. Wow. Y'all, if you're a fan of Little Women, you know it was always Amy. Amy was all over that group text.
Wait, but wasn't Beth the one that tried to help then? But Beth died, right?
No, Beth is the one that died. Beth is the one with a good heart.
That's what she gets for trying to
help. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, Beth dies.
And Meg was the older, dreamy one. Joe was the lesbian. Kidding. But she would have been at that. She would have been it if not have been at that time. But Meg was the kind of good girl who did everything she should. How did you not read Little Women? How? Obviously it's because you didn't think it was faggy, because you did a lot of things that were faggy.
I know. We just never did in high school or anything.
No, you would read in elementary school or middle school.
Oh, no, we did not.
Yeah.
Too busy
reading Goodnight Moon.
Yeah.
And Oinky was too busy reading Wuthering Heights.
It's true. I was in eighth grade. I needed to get that pizza credit for Pizza Hut. So the sisters, there's this great moment where Bilal is talking to her sister, and then Shida calls the birdie. So she's talking to her sister. They kind of intercut in between, but we've kind of already talked about what Bilal said. But when Shida calls her sisters, she said that's where they're kind of like, she says he wants to do a prenup, and that's where like they say, he thinks you're after after his money. That you're this island girl, like you said, on a little banana boat that wants to come take his things.
That's exactly what he thinks. Precisely.
And what I love is the sisters remind her, they say, you had an entire grown life in Trinidad. Like, you had a yoga studio. You had a job. You had a fully fledged life that you didn't come from nowhere, girl. You did not come from nowhere. I love that. Love that.
And Bilal is basically telling Nefertari at the same time, you know, I really love Shida, but she's very argumentative and she can be distant. And then he says, y'all, listen to a sociopath when they say these things. Everyone who's ever loved me and I've loved back has left me.
Yeah, that's narcissism too, which they both go hand in hand.
Yeah,
that 100% is something is always done to them. They're always the victim of something. They never had any, to use that word again, they never had any type of nefarious or malintent in the relationship. It always went, they did their best and shit always came on them. There you go. That's below.
So we're going home from Atlanta, y'all, and he's already bitching at her about folding things better and taking it easy on the zippers. Y'all, this is total sleeping with the enemy, fix the bath towels. It's sick.
It is. I mean, she is packing like an angry six-year-old. She's just kind of like going, and throwing it in there.
But honestly, he sounds like a crazy person when he says it. He has no self-awareness at all.
Well, and like she said, he talks to me all the time like he's my father.
Ugh. He does.
He does. He does.
So,
no, I was just going to say that. No. I that's what she brings up. She said, so I was having a conversation with my birdies. He's like, who are the birdies? Who? Don't worry about
never
that.
Never you mind.
Yeah, never you mind. Don't worry about
it. Move around. Move along.
Move around. And the way she kind of raised it and dismissed him, it was, I thought, wait, is this storyline going to be shy to like getting her power back?
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so, because it's pretty clear they're going to get married.
I don't think she will humiliate him on TV. On the tell-all.
On the tell-all, yes.
Because well, in her confessionals, she's definitely doing that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they react. So she brings up, can we put in the contract that we need to have kids before 40? She said, you have your contract. You have the things to protect yourself, and I'll do the same with me and make sure you're going to abide by it.
He looks at her like she's just spoken in Esperanto. Oh,
yes, yes,
that
yes, yes,
no
yes,
one
yes.
has ever spoken to him that way before. And yeah,
that's still alive.
It's so exactly. And it phases him in a way. And he says, and this is how you know that she's made, to use immortal, she's made like a hit. She's gotten like a lethal hit in him. He goes, well, could you, I want you to think about the relationship now, not the things that might happen. Bitch, that's the whole point of the prenup. That's the whole point of the pernup. And you're now not even talking about it. Y'all, that's how you know
that
he's confused.
And she says, I could say the same thing to you about the same thing. And he goes, and says we should just go.
This was my favorite scene in the entire
Entire episode. I applauded. Because
she finally got him to basically almost admit he was full of shit.
Yes!
With that. Yeah, it was amazing. Oh, I loved it. And so y'all, and the whole time to the airport, he's quiet, she's quiet, because he's devastated about the like brutal, like finish him move that Shida has just done to him.
Boom, boom, boom,
it was
boom,
amazing.
Boom, 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 finish him. And Nefertari's like, so y'all seem quiet. Y'all seem a little tense. Hope now, it works out.
And later on, Shida's like, Shida's like says, yeah, I don't think we're on the same page anymore. This is not good. Now, spoiler alert, I can promise you they're going to be fine. And I know that's going to piss everyone off, but it's true.
Yep.
And it's sad because it's the same way I know that Emily and Kobe are going to be together.
Yep.
Take that in, y'all. Start processing it start processing all this before we do the tell-all so you'll at least be prepared for it. There are a lot of pregnancies revealed on that tell-all, y'all. I'm not going to say who it is, but just start processing so you don't get so angry you drive into a telephone pole.
Speaking of, and I don't know all that because I really avoid spoilers, but we did get a kind of, with Ari and Biniam, we get a little bit of a gung, 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 a pregnancy scare as well. No, yeah. I don't think so. It's 38. This episode fast forwarded everyone. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like it's 30 days to wed now. Later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, there's a song. She's walking down the street and there's this song. It's like, these days I can't think straight. And she's walking so awkwardly in these heels that aren't really well made for her in an outfit that looks like she borrowed from Miona or some Spice Girl. And it's so bad. She has two legendarily bad outfits that I'm going to talk more about. This one was bad. It was like a Burberry knockoff, and Burberry went gross.
Gross.
We're not putting our name on that.
They made it and they said, what were we thinking? Let's burn it. And she found it in the trash.
Yes. Burberry went, no.
No.
So again, I wrote, what is she wearing? Y'all, she's meeting Leandro for lunch. I want to say, You know, you always talk about Leander, that she calls him that. I heard for the first time what you were saying, but you look at his name, she says, I'm like, Leander, Leander. She doesn't pronounce the last thing.
No, she doesn't. She's not Leander. Saying,
yeah, but well, she's saying it. She's not pronouncing the last thing, but his name is Leandro. She just his can name never is pronounce Le- it.
Leandro. I'm going to call him Leander because that's just what I'm going to call him.
Leander.
Leander. Who, okay. Are Leander and Ari in cahoots to fuck with Benny? Is that what this is all about?
You know, it kind of feels like he's her codependent gay best friend who she was formerly married to. Like, I get gay best friend vibe from him constantly, but also the fact that I think they married, you guys, because this is the thing. It's not that I think he's gay. I think he's pretty maybe asexual. And at that time he just loved her. He was obsessed with her, and they got along, and he liked solving her problems, and he liked the power. He is a nudge. He is a complete and utter enabler. He will get in there and fuck up your life whenever you're around. This guy's not good.
I at first I thought he's just socially awkward, but I realize now I think he's kind of a loser, and I don't think he has a lot of people that are he's close to, because the fact that he's so still attached and willing to insert himself into her relationship. It's yes, 90% of it is on Ari, but there is this 10% where I go, what kind of person would let themselves do this?
He loves to make drama. He is the quintessential academic who is bored with life, who is trying to create playgrounds in life for himself. I promise you, that is him.
God, fucked a lot of guys like this.
I fucked a lot of them, and I went to school with a lot of them. Trust me. Yeah, and I would have fucked Leandro. I would have totally fucked Leandro.
Oh,
I would at least blown him in the faculty lounge.
Still would have.
I'd do it now. I'm kind of still into him. Even with his moppy hair. Your moppy hair. Look at your moppy hair.
If you're watching the intimate portrait, because we do have a video this week, you just saw Poodle's face and his eyes get real big when he said, I'd be into him.
I'd be into it. He goes in between like guys I wouldn't give the time of day and guys who I would meet in the like foreign student lounge and who I would beg for it from.
Now you're seeing my face. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. I didn't know.
I want to say it looks like you're in a dentist chair right now.
It does.
There's like something back here. You're also, can you sit up so it looks like you're interested?
I am interested. I'm just lounging. I'm kind of like, I'm at my mom's house. And so this chair, it's like you put your feet up on it. Actually, this was my chair. I bought it when I went to school in Oklahoma City.
No one cares.
And I left
no
and
one
I couldn't
gives
fit
a shit
it in
about
my car.
No one
I think
cares.
I bought it. I bought it at Mathis Brothers, I think.
We need to move on. So y'all, Beanie comes up and both of them say, yeah, we were talking shit about you. Again, this is, they both love doing this.
It's so, even though I went, because Arya, she said, we're talking about you. And then, he says, we're talking about shit. And I went, why are you already trolling him immediately?
I don't know, but I'm here for it and I love it.
I have to remember that it's Beanie.
Yeah. And he, in a way, they are hitting all of his vulnerable spots because he feels very disrespected when anyone talks to an ex. And he also has this hubris where he could remember he was dancing with his ex and he had no problem with that. So
you just blew my mind. I forgot. I remember the butt bongos, but I forgot that the butt bongos were belonged to his ex.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the thing.
God, so much has happened. This has been the Lawrence of Arabia plot lines.
She is using Leandro to help her psychically get back at Beanie every chance she gets.
You're 1,000% right. You're totally 1,000% right.
It is the gross psychic
and for what his
warfare.
Sisters did to her. For her sisters.
Oh, yes.
Is, yes.
That's what
yes.
all this is.
You're a, yep, you're so right.
Yep. The thing is, y'all, don't feel sorry for Beanie here. You can feel sorry for him for, but they are, and a lot of the, a lot of this, I think, is definitely producer initiated. And I think they definitely asked Ari, what's the worst thing Beanie would expect? And she's like, oh my God, I ain't got an idea.
He I'm hates gonna call Leandro. Remember when he choked him? That was funny.
Now, y'all, and this is the thing, and I think Beanie is playing along, too. Like, after a while, Beanie knows, Beanie resents, because of this kind of machismo part of the culture, he resents him being even being there, which makes Ari want him there even more. Like, I cannot tell you how much these two use the, all of this takes place in the bedroom. All of this, everything they're working out in their personal lives reflects it in the bedroom, and they have really hot sex. Because
they do,
I've lived that.
Yeah, you've been there too.
Your personal life is shit, but your sexual life is great.
So basically they're all sitting having dinner and or lunch or whatever, and Ari kind of makes a joke and says, maybe Leander can help you fight. Oh, wait, hi, you already found someone. And Leander, she's a girl. And you can tell Leander already knows this because he says, well, you really need to, what was that line, Ari? Oh, yeah. You really need to communicate everything with Ari.
And this is the thing, y'all. We've talked about this before. If you're going to give advice to anyone, you need some type of emotional currency with them. He has none with Beanie, and Beanie resents him telling him anything.
Yes.
So the cojones on Leandro to even say anything like this, and Ari loves every minute of it. So
she does, and
that's
loves
what
it.
Here to do.
Yeah, and he even says, you know, in his testimonial, he says, Benny
this
is not paying enough
so
attention.
Dysfunctional.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so dysfunctional. And he says, Benny's not paying enough attention to her. And I wish he, but it, I thought he was going to say something to the fact of like, and when you don't pay attention to Ari, that's not going to go well. But instead, it's like you got divorced, but yet everything comes back to making Ari look good. Cause he says, and he needs to pay attention to her. Cause that's when the relationship starts dying. And I went, why is cause this happens later, even with her parents that normally shade her. It's like everyone is team Ari on this. And I'm kind of like, what are we missing?
Well, here's my theory. This is, I have a feeling that the family wants Ari and Beanie obviously to be together, and they're trying to get him to work on his communication style. Because honestly, when Ari is the one telling you, and he didn't tell me he was dating a girl, he was telling me he was fighting a girl, he didn't do this, blah, blah, blah. There is no one to advocate for Beanie because he can't really express himself, because every time he expresses himself, it has something to do with internal shame. So, and there's also a language barrier. So he's not going to say half of what he needs.
And she yells at him. Which
she yells at him. We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. But yeah.
But we this is really good. We find out the Ethiopian New Year is coming up, and guess who's invited to the Ethiopian New Year ceremony?
Okay, it's not even. It's not like it's Christmas, and she says, Benny, for Christmas, we always invite Leander. Or not even Chris. It's not even like a holiday that's theirs in America. It's literally Biniam's holiday. It's his holiday that they're celebrating, and Ari's inviting her ex to his holiday.
Yeah, totally. This is totally for drama, and I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it too. It's wonderful, wonderful television.
And Beanie's like, but you probably are busy. And he's like, no, I'll be there. And I'm like, of course you will. I'm here to drink it all in. So
I would love to be there.
The next, y'all, they're going to the Ethiopian New York dinner. And she's in what I could only call a Renaissance fair dress combined with Madrigal choir outfit combined with Florence and the Machine, some type of circle yoni magic velvet thing with a sunflower pinned on it.
That's great.
Awful. It's absolutely awful.
It's horrible.
And
at least Janice like has something that's kind of cute.
Okay.
And referential.
Janice is wearing like full on like bomber jacket Ethiopia. I'm living for it.
Yeah. She looks great.
Although, gotta say, Janice is doing Ari's dirty work lately.
That's what I was surprised about.
I was surprised. I think she's hip to what the show is trying to do. And she's all about trying to do it. So let's just talk about what's happening, you guys. It's dinner with the family for Ethiopian New Year. The thing about the Ethiopian calendar is it is 13 months off. I think the Hebrew calendar is also 13 months. I could be wrong. I'm only like a Jewish person for like 2 months out of the year. They're having Ethiopian food, obviously. Y'all, if you've never had Ethiopian food, it is so delicious. You got your injera, you're eating with your hands. LA is actually where I live is only about a half mile from Little Ethiopia. And I love, love, love that food. It's probably one of my favorite ethnic foods.
If you don't like to eat with your hands, because some people don't have a thing with that.
I don't love eating with my hands, but I have moist toilets ready for it.
No, but I'm just saying, be ready for that or don't, like, take it home. Because it's very much this family style, and we see that you, like, they're showing you pick up the food and you feed it to one another. You feed it
that
to the
I
parents.
Don't enjoy. That's part of, I'm going to say that right that, now. That no, I don't enjoy. We know how I feel about feeding.
Beanie decides to feed Leander.
And shoves the food in his mouth.
And just like gets the biggest fucking bite. He literally wants to choke the motherfucker.
Like Dora Wad of chicken. Yeah. Y'all, go to an Ethiopian restaurant and have some Dora Wad. It's unbelievable. That's the chicken and the kind of really rich sauce. It's really good. The lentils are good. The collards are good. Ethiopian food is so good.
Lord.
I'll stop talking about it.
And so you need to eat. That's why you're getting hungry.
I do. I'm a little hungry. Yeah.
And so it's just so weird that he's here. But anyway, Janice and Fred are like, well, he's been a significant part of our family for 10 years. So we're glad he's here. And so it also, did it gross you out when Janice said to Ari, okay, you need to feed daddy. And I went,
yes!
Poodle went somewhere.
Like, okay, go feed daddy. I'm like, been there.
Sometimes
daddy just needs feeding.
It's true.
So then Benny
says, you are my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. She shows up. She's like, God, I got to go to this. And then all of a sudden,
everyone went in transition lenses today. Ugh.
So Benny like describes, he's like, oh, in my country, like for the new year, we all put like you do new paintings. Everything's new, fresh. Everything you do is new. And then Janice just blurts out of the blue, new challenges for the year, like telling the truth all the time, Benny.
Now, this was totally scripted. I don't. If Janice said this on her own, I would be shocked.
But I would too. But then Leander just jumps right in. It's like, so yeah, what are the new changes for your relationship? And Ari's just sitting there going, I love New Year.
So at one point, the family, they're all basically saying, you know, you should try to tell Ari everything because y'all, they're only getting her side of the story. I will say this. He is secretive because he is worried about her freaking out because he's totally avoidant. He wants nothing to do with fighting. He would rather have, because part of him considers it an imposition that she's even complaining at all. That is part of his culture. And so it annoys him when she complains. And so obviously he's going to be avoidant. That is just something that is normal. But the parents are saying, and this is interesting, the thing that Janice offered was, if you tell her everything, then say the other compromise is she can't yell at you. And it's interesting the mom already knows that about her.
And I like that Janice says that. I went, oh, that's good. And then Ari says in the testimonial, Benny says, yeah, I think that's good to the camera. And Ari says, okay, yeah. But what about you? I can't fix it alone. And I went, boy, that's so the awful. Wrong. That's the really wrong way for that candor and epsilon of Ari said, I really cannot do it alone, Benny.
I just can't do it alone.
Alone.
So then Leandro pipes up. It's like, well, I just need to say, I'm here to support Ari. He has to accept me in this family. Y'all, he is there as like her best girlfriend. They're like buying purses and Sex in the City together. Even though he might not be gay, she's made him her gay best friend. I'm saying it and I'm staying with it.
They're not buying purses. They're buying
wedding dresses. Now,
that's when I went, oh,
chef's kiss.
Like all this stuff, I was like, this is weird. And then when they said, Ari's like, yeah, I thought about mom and Kristen and then Leander to go wedding dress shopping. And Benny is going, what?
He hates this because he thinks that Leandro will see. He still thinks that Leandro wants his wife. Honey, she's not a prize.
She's not a prize. I don't think he does. It's almost like he wants her family. But Leander says, I know he might be a little uncomfortable with that. And I thought Leander would even say, I'm probably not going to go wedding dress shop. But then he says, but I'm here and she's just going to have to get used to it.
He's the same as she is. They love to piss people off.
Yep.
They love to be controversial.
Yes. They love to be the talk of scandal. They want people to feel like they're getting away.
They're like
on Lalu. They're a modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, we see how it worked out for them. But just know, y'all, that this is not going to end up well. And
no,
if you're not watching their segments this season, you are missing something because. They are sculpting this season for them, and it's pretty great.
I loved this episode this week. Everybody, there wasn't a dud at all.
Well, it was very much a poopa platter. They gave a little bit of everybody, but it was chock full. I wrote so much this episode.
Yes, and on episode two, we're going to be talking about Patrick and Thais, obviously. We're going to be talking about Karen Guillermo. That was a very sad moment.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Even Mohammed, we get a little bit, but with Jabri and Miona, we get the showdown. And
I'm going to be interested to see what you think.
It made me think differently about some things. So it's going to be a good episode. Y'all don't go to our website, but go to our Linktree link. That's where you can find all of our live show information. I'm sorry, you were finished with all of your notes, right?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, great.
I would tell you if I wasn't.
Sadly, I'm aware. I was just trying to be nice so that way you couldn't, after the show, say, I had something else I had to say. Anyway, y'all, go to our Linktree link. You can come see us in Denver. Come see us in San Diego, Austin, Dallas. We're very excited. Summer should be fun, part two. Very excited. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yeah, and if you're looking for your, two rings on your hand and you're just thinking, my precious! You can call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
the lighting designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.